I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 7 months have gone by since over 100 members of the Early Rain Covenant Church in China were arrested. The church is one of many that refused to register. Today, a handful remain in prison, including the pastor, Wang Yi. He was originally charged with inciting subversion, but recently local authorities slapped Pastor Wang with a new charge of illegal business activity. This massive crackdown serves as an ominous example of increasing pressure Chinese Christians face. John Podaiti, president and CEO of Bibles for the World, says
the underground church has been given basically 2 years to get registered or else. At the same time, there's pressures on the registered church to try to minimize influence from the West.
Ask God to comfort the persecuted Chinese church. And a California short-term missions team is now home from a busy trip to rural Kenya. Joy Mueller, executive director of Kenya Hope, spoke with us before they left.
We've been here with our partnering church from Long Beach, California, working in the very remote community of Moisusu, where we put in a well, or what they call a borehole, also building housing for the teachers, as well as training some of our widows.
The training is a critical part of Kenya Hope's Widows Might program. When a man dies, his parents or siblings take everything of value. Widows then try to raise their families, feeding and clothing multiple children, paying school fees, etc., on less than $20 a month. That's where Kenya Hope comes in, with food aid, job training, and most importantly, the hope of Christ. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If God stirs your heart for something I shared today, for things like the persecuted church, Bible translation, or widows ministry, we would love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to dive deeper into these issues and more. Not sure how to join us? Well, we've got instructions at our website. Just click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.